The open space that lies between Golden and Boulder is beautiful. Open grasslands lead directly to the foothills and Flatirons. It's easy to be tempted to go for a hike or a picnic, but State Representative Wes McKinley, Democrat from Walsh, Colorado, has a different vision for the land.
In an ideal world, what I would want to happen would be to put a 3-foot layer of concrete over the 6,500 acres.
The 6,500 acres used to be Rocky Flats, a nuclear weapons manufacturing site that operated for more than 40 years. Since closing in 1991, there has been an effort to clean up the area and turn it into a wildlife refuge. But McKinley says the cleanup wasn't adequate.
From the very beginning, the cleanup was a cover-up, and they're still trying to cover up Rocky Flats.
McKinley served as the foreman of a grand jury for an investigation of the Rocky Flats for nearly 3 years, starting in 1989. Since, he has been passionate about informing the public about what happened at the site and the dangers that still exist.
So we think definitely we should let people know what's out there.
He's proposing a bill that would require signs and brochures informing people about the history of the site to be placed at every entrance to the refuge.
You go to the gas station, you pick up a bottle of booze. If you smoke cigarettes, it's the warnings on there. There's all kinds of warnings about things. So why can't we inform people?
That's retired FBI agent John Lipsky. He participated in the investigation of Rocky Flats. After the grand jury was gag-ordered, after a plea bargain was reached with the Rockwell Corporation, the company that was contracted by the government to run the plant, Lipsky was relocated to California. He took early retirement, partly so he could talk about what happened at the site.
I can look you and anybody else straight in the eye, and I can tell you exactly what I think and feel, and now I don't feel like I'm being gagged like I was.
In a public hearing on the steps of the Capitol, McKinley and Lipsky spoke to a crowd of about 20 people and invited two doctors, former Rocky Flats employees, and various individuals to speak.
Hello. My name is Jerry Harden. I was employed at Rocky Flats for 37 years. The reason I'm here today is in support of Wes McKinley's proposed legislation.
Harden and other former Rocky Flats workers and their surviving families have been fighting for years for compensation for illnesses like cancer, which they say is a direct result of exposure at Rocky Flats.
There is no disputing the fact that there is plutonium left in the environment at Rocky Flats.
Dr. Leroy Moore.
Plutonium is dangerous. Plutonium is in the environment. There are pathways by which plutonium can reach people. Therefore, people should be informed of the danger that they may take if they go onto that site. Thank you very much.
Opponents to Bill 10-11-27 say that the area has been fully assessed and is safe, and that ongoing monitoring by the Department of Health is enough. But McKinley, Lipsky, and many others are willing to fight.
But you take a group, you take a large group, from as many areas as you can get them from. And when every one of them gets sick, they agree, we want to be well. Let's preserve health and safety for Colorado. Thank you. Thanks for attending.